It's time now for Making a Splash with our friends at Goldfish Swim School. Every month we are joined by a member of the Goldfish team to share some family swim safety tips, some special events and exciting promotions happening at Goldfish. Of course, the segment brought to us by the Swim School. And joining me in the studio today is Danelle Alex, the owner of Goldfish Swim School, here to tell us about how things are going over there as we are getting into the back to school phase. Danelle, how are you? Welcome back.
Hey, Brighton, doing great. Thanks.
Kids are headed back to school. I imagine it's a pretty busy time for family as summer has ended and, you know, the day-to-day stuff is getting back. But of course, they're looking for extracurricular activities and social activities too, to kind of get them out of the house once the school day is finished and to get out some energy. So I'm hoping that you can kind of walk us through how confidence in the pool could potentially translate to confidence in other areas of kids' life. I imagine a lot of the kids that you guys do swim lessons for kind of come in as a way to get out that energy during the school year. So how does that translate to maybe what they're learning in school or doing around the area at this age?
Yeah, I mean, back to school is a big transition time, as we all know. My son went back to school as well. You know, kids are getting in the classroom and they're having to relearn a lot of the things that they had from the previous year, or maybe they're just starting out too, and it's a brand new experience. But, you know, at Goldfish, we actually, a lot of the things that we do in our lessons are really great and run parallel to the things that they learn in the classroom, too. Things like learning patience or using active listening, following directions, and comprehending what you're supposed to do. And then, you know, teamwork and building friendships as well is an important part of being part of a classroom as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I imagine, similar to kind of sports and things that are connected to school that way too, obviously swimming, a sport in and of itself, helps them with their athletic abilities. And I imagine the lessons that you guys are teaching at Goldfish, which is chiefly the basics, getting into learning how to swim, that's not necessarily on the here's how you can be fit and become the next Olympic swimmer, but it's helping with that confidence. It's helping them learn a new way that they could potentially become active, right?
Of course, absolutely. I mean, we try to foster a love of swimming for life. So it's such a great sport for the human body. You know, you're touching on a lot of muscles that you might not be touching on in other sports. You know, things like building endurance and stamina as we're going back and forth in the pool with lung capacity, getting some extra muscle strength, whether it's in the extremities or in the core actually as well. Really helpful for other sports that kids may be involved in, or even just, you know, it's just a good exercise, extra exercise for kids to be involved in too.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Danelle Alex, the owner of Goldfish Swim School, and talking about how things are going as we're getting back to school and kind of coming off of a, what I imagine you mentioned has been a busy summer. We check in every month, and it seemed like, especially as people were kind of in the period where, okay, we had a little bit of in-person learning for some kids in our community, some kids still doing remote learning in the spring. Suddenly we hit summer and there's a lot of free time on the hands of people who are looking to get out of the house. How did summer end up going in the last couple weeks of summer end up going for Goldfish Swim School?
We stayed pretty consistent. You know, there was a lot of kids that were on the wait list that we were able to get in as other kids moved on to other activities or sports or just needed to take a break. So we stayed relatively the same as we've been going on, you know, this past spring as well. So we're just kind of going into a new season, and a lot of families have different ways that they participate in extracurriculars. Obviously, we're year-round, so you can, if you want, continue to swim year-round, and it's really good for the body. But at the same time, like, some families will come in the summer, and some will come in the fall, and some will come in the spring. So it's really kind of a cool transition to see some of the families that we saw, you know, last fall, and now they're coming back again this fall. So we're just kind of doing a big transition.
Are there any ways that your facility can kind of be a safe space for kids who are making that transition or return to in-person learning? Maybe that's the first time that they've done it in a little while. If they continue to do remote in the spring, does Goldfish kind of offer some ways to help them with that transition at all?
I mean, yeah. So I guess our classes in general are really small class sizes. You know, it's no more than 4-to-1 kids in a regular group class. So we're having the kids work on things that they may have not been working on so much in a virtual environment where they're alone and or at least sitting, you know, at home by themselves instead of being in a classroom. You know, we're big on confidence too. So a lot of kids that are going back, they may not have that feeling that they once had before, or maybe they have never had it at all, that they know what they're doing and they're excited to be back because they haven't really experienced it. And so what we work on is a lot of confidence in our lessons to make sure that they know that they're capable and that we believe in them. And that actually translates into a lot of other places in life too.
We're speaking with Danelle Alex, who owns the Goldfish Swim School here in Chapel Hill. Their website, goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill. And want to get into some stuff that we are going to be announcing a giveaway, but are there any promotions running right now for those who might be looking to get their kids back into the pool, or who might be hearing this for the first time and want to learn more about what Goldfish is about, teaching kids how to be safe in water?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to get signed up, we actually have, if you mention WCHL to one of our front desk members, you can actually get 2 extra free drop-ins too. So that's a cool little incentive if you guys are just looking to get started. And of course, we also have free trials as well. So if you're not quite sure what to expect and you just kind of want to give it a shot, you just let us know.
All right. Well, let's get into some of the most exciting part of your visit today, which is a giveaway that we are announcing with Goldfish Swim School. And in addition to the promotions that they're running in that way, you've got a chance right now to try and get some swim lessons for free. So, Danelle, can you tell the listeners out there what we are going to be giving away together over Instagram this weekend?
Yeah, totally. Super excited about it. So we've got a gift certificate for a month of lessons, plus the registration fee. It comes out to about $124. Additionally, we also have a Goldfish Swim School swim cap, a pair of goggles, a Goldfish Swim School towel, and then we also have a really cool cotton tote as well. That's actually kind of special edition, and not very many people have those. So I threw that in there as well, just to have a little extra something. Oh, and then also a $10 Snack Shack card and a $2 quarter candy card too.
There's all kinds of things in it, and it will be good for people who are already Goldfish members or for people who haven't tried it out yet. And before we kind of hop into the details on how folks can win that, can you, for folks, describe the space again, describe Goldfish and kind of the atmosphere you guys try and provide for kids as they are learning to swim?
Of course, yeah. Our facility is super bright and colorful and fun. Very tropical. We even have a palm tree in our lobby. And, you know, we are all about celebrating, like I've mentioned before. You know, every big thing, every small thing, we want to make sure the kids know it's a place for them. And it's a place for them to do, to make big achievements and make a big splash.
So. Well, yeah, it is. It's a really neat place. Be sure to check it out and be sure to now enter the giveaway, which we, I believe, have just posted on our Instagram. Head to @WCHL Chapelboro to get entered to win that awesome prize pack that Danelle just mentioned, including some free swim lessons. And to learn more about Goldfish Swim School of Chapel Hill, head to goldfishswimschool.com/Chapel-Hill, or search for Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hill on Facebook and Instagram. As always, Danelle, thanks so much for stopping by for Making a Splash.
Thanks, Brighton.
It is always brought to us by Goldfish Swim School, our friends over there, and we'll look forward to having them back next month.